Praise God, praise God.
Since I'm first and we only got 7 minutes, we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump right in.
I'm ready,
ma'am. I'm ready. So my text is Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And just for a little while, we're going to talk about if they only really knew. Father God, I thank you, God. I thank you for giving me the chance to stand before your people, God. Father God, I ask you to cover everything that I said. Let it be from you. God, help me to decrease and you increase in me. Trust in you with all that I have and all that I am. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I believe on a day when Jesus Christ was crucified, while hanging on the cross, he prayed the strongest and the most powerful prayer ever. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, preachers have been preaching those words for history. You normally hear those words during Good Friday or Resurrection Sunday. And preachers have tried to put every little twist and every little spin on those words. But the one thing we know about those words, they are true and important. Let us just think about it. Now, do you think they really knew who they was crucifying? Or even let's think about it. Did they know what his death would mean? You see, during those days, in the Romans' mind and in some Jewish people's mind, they thought they was crucifying a religious, political threat to their traditions and their livelihood, their life. Not knowing and not understanding that they was crucifying the gift of life. You see, they saw Jesus as a problem because he spoke up against them. He let them know they was hypocrites because of the things they did and the things that they said. So he spoke out against them. You see, Jesus stated when he told them that he was the Messiah and he performed miracle after miracle, they realized that his authority outweighed their authority. You see, and you, for the most part, you know the religious leaders couldn't deal with that. So what they had to do was get rid of the problem. But what they didn't know, that he was the ultimate problem solver. You see, Jesus' authority outweighed theirs. But if they only knew. I wonder if they knew that he was the Son of God, would they have done anything different? If they knew that he was the game changer, the shift in the atmosphere, the light in the darkness, if they only knew that he was God's beloved Son, would they have done things differently? Would the crowd have not called them names? Would they not have been calling for his death? Would they have not mocked him, spit on him, and thrown things at him? But only if they knew. And if they knew that his death, all that it was going to bring forth, let's think about it. On Jesus' deathbed, he prayed the ultimate prayer. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You see, Jesus wasn't asking for forgiveness for himself because he was sinless. He was asking for forgiveness for the murderers of an innocent man, for the rock throwers, for the liars, for the adulterers, for the fornicators, for the politicians, and even for the soldiers that was gambling his clothes away. He was asking for forgiveness for them. You see, those words have substance in it. "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them." Those words are true and they are powerful. A thought. As Christians, how can we ask God to forgive us when we can't forgive others? You see, forgiveness is a true act of love, a powerful weapon. A heart of forgiveness is a path to freedom, but only if they knew. Jesus prayed on his deathbed a prayer that changed the world. You see, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then his father answered the prayer because he became the open door to salvation. John 4 and 6 said, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through me." If you really know me, then you will know my Father. If you really know me, but then you will know my Father, if they only knew. So today we ask God for a forgiving heart, a mind to help forgive, a willingness to help to forgive, because we know if we don't stand here today and open up our heart and ask for forgiveness, we won't get to see the Father. See, we don't have to stand here and say, "If only we know." Because we know. We know who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior, the beginning and the end. We know, so we don't have to stand there. So those who don't know, you better ask somebody. Amen. Amen.